Department of Health. They're introducing a number of initiatives into the winter, but none of these have worked, and none of them will work, because at the end of the day, what's needed is further investment. What's needed is the money made available to not only Letterkenny University Hospital, but those right across the Sealta area. And it's money to employ more nurses and more consultancy staff. We have the beds, they're there. And I was really pleased to see that the minister has finally woken up to the fact that the initiatives that he's been implementing this last 12 months have all failed, and now he needs to go back to the drawing board.
Well, as we know, the minister has been asked by your own party colleagues, by Charlie McConnellogue and by others over the past number of months, to provide the money to reopen that 28-bed short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital and ensure that the hospital has enough staff to actually make sure it operates safely. As of yet, that money's not forthcoming. If the minister's had a change of heart, do you foresee that position changing?
I would hope so, Donald. And as I say, in raising it with Sealta, I know that the Sealta board would hope that that would happen. But this isn't just about the short stay ward in Letterkenny. It's a whole system problem. It's lack of investment right across the health service. And we all know, in relation to our community hospitals, cut back in beds there and staff, the step down that would free up beds in the hospital. But this isn't happening. So it's just not about putting 1.8 million and went up the short stay ward. It's about looking at the whole system of the health service that we have currently have. And to be honest, look, and many of people who come through the doors of our office tell us that they're being told that they have the money, they go to Ballykelly, get their operations, they're off the waiting list. And we need to get away from that privatisation model and look more at public health service. And the way to do that there is look at the whole health service in its entirety and see where all the dots can be joined up.